question was asked in the halakha. Although we know it's proper, has brought down the minhag that the Abi HaBen puts on a talit at the time of the Brit Milah. It's brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, or the Chaim Siman Chafes, Ifkatan Sadivav. And therefore, he makes a beracha, the Tatev Besisit. That already is well documented. The question is, what about the Abi HaBen wearing tefillin at the time of the Brit Milah? Some have the custom that if they're doing it right after the minyan, they keep their tefillin on. Is this proper? Or even if they have the Brit Milah later on, after the tefillah, but they put their tefillin back on for the mitzvah of the Milah. So, this over here is subject to a big machloket. It seems that the minhag of the Ashkenazim is to put on the tefillin. And with the beracha again. However, it seems the minhag of the Sfaradim that they didn't like this custom for the simple reason tefillin is called an ot, and the Brit Milah is called an ot. And therefore it looks like you're minimizing the ot of the Brit Milah by putting on the tefillin. That was brought down by Maran Achida in Sefer Marita Ayin. And he brought a ra'aya, just like you don't wear tefillin on Shabbat. Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbat? Because Shabbat is also called an ot. So by wearing tefillin, you're saying that the ot of the Shabbat maybe it's weak. So by putting on tefillin for the Brit Milah, it's as if you're saying the ot of the Brit is not strong enough. And that's the way Achav Abadiyah rules in Yabiya Omer, in Chayle Gimal, Siman He, Amud Yud Gimal, and also in Soma Sevachot, Perek Zayin, Halakha Bet, the Nachon Yoter, Shelo, Laniach Tefillin, Bishat Mila, the Shev, Ve'al Ta'ase, Adif. However, some want to bring down that it is proper based on different ma'asiyot that they saw. Ma'aseh brought down of Acham Ben Zion, Abba Shaul Alam HaShalom, that he put on tefillin the Katechila when he was Sandak for his grandson. The Gaon the Tzaddik Acham Mansur Ben Shimon also used to put on the tefillin the Katechila. And therefore, it's not kedai to make a mahloket on this over here for sure, that each one should follow whatever his tradition is. But again, it seems that Acham Avadiyah himself prefers only a talet and not the tefillin. I know Acham Baruch Alav Shalom also preferred that as well, because he felt that the Abi HaBen is not going to keep his mind on the tefillin. He's talking to people and he's greeting people, and he might be inappropriate sometimes because there's ladies and stuff. And therefore, he said that really talet only, and should not wear the tefillin. Everybody agrees that on Rosh Chodesh, after Musaf, one should not put on the tefillin again for the Brit Milah. Even those that wear tefillin at the time of the Brit Milah, but Rosh Chodesh after Musaf, when we took off the tefillin already, so then already it seems that it is clear, as brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, in Siman Chafes Yivkatan Sadivav, and as well as Yabiya Omer, that according to everybody, Rosh Chodesh, no tefillin. Last halacha, Tov Shabi Aben Yomar Kodem Amila Tefila Achat Shtichin Achida B'Sefro Avodat HaKodesh. There is a special tefila for Abi HaBen. It's written in Sefer Avodat HaKodesh of the Chida. It's written in some of the Sidurim today, this tefila, and it's proper for Abi HaBen to make this request for the actual circumstances.